Okay, guys.
Oh, Thomas, your girlfriend. No kids. He turned around too.
Recording in progress.
Sorry, mate.
It's a tough one to come home midweek and play a team that's in pretty good form. What do you make overall of that game?
Yeah, it was a tough one. You know, getting home the early hours yesterday morning from the West Coast, you know, a 9-hour travel, they turn on and play. As you can see, we were dropping like flies a little bit. It's not easy for anyone with that kind of travel. I think it's quicker to go to England than from here than it is to go to Victoria. So, yeah, it was tough. You know, as you see, we had to adjust and keep making adjustments as the game wore on, and you know, trying to hold on to the depth. And you know, you have your two fullbacks playing center back, and you have a fullback slash winger playing on his wrong side, and you got a winger playing right back. It's you know, it is what it is, but I'm proud of the effort of the guys. They gave everything they had, and you know, we're devastated as a group because we didn't hold on. That's the kind of group we have, but you know, I can't fault the effort of anyone today.
You mentioned all the adjustments. I mean, even from Marky going off 10 minutes in, how much change tactically throughout this match do you have to adjust on the fly?
Yeah, a fair bit. You know, getting, you know, guys out of position, you know, Brem going to center back, and you know, Jeremy coming on, that wasn't too big a shift. And then when Brem goes down and you're putting Lass in, and you know, putting Clem to fullback, switching Max to the other side, it just shakes up the rhythm a little bit, because we were keeping the ball, we were possessing it well, and then when those changes had to be made, guys in unfamiliar positions aren't possessing the ball as well, we get a bit more hectic, the game becomes scrambly, and which it's gonna, and you know, both goals were the same thing, and we were trying to fix it before the first one. We thought we'd fix it at halftime, and you know, it happened again, unfortunately, but I think partially because of all the changes we made.
Obviously, your plans probably were for today to get over 100, you 21 minutes with Marky and Humerus, and you get 90 with Humerus, but you know, that could be something, a point of concern, maybe. How are you guys going to adapt that?
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, Ilya is a good keeper. I thought he did well today. I don't think you can fault him on either goal. He made some good saves. Did what he had to do, did his job. He'll get some more games this year. He always was going to. He just missed pretty much all the preseason and has had a couple other injury stints. So, you know, it was, when do you get him a chance? And this week was perfect with three games this week, and I thought he did well tonight. So we'll manage. We'll find ways. And because we have to, right? We'll find ways, and we'll deal with it and go from there.
Are you guys sort of trying to maybe not exert yourselves as much, given the quick turnaround time from Vancouver round and to obviously to Calgary? It was a lot of maybe long balls from the defense. Was it maybe less trying to find a way to get a good result while running around less?
Yeah, I think we wanted to keep a bit more possession, especially around the back, and we did that for large stints of the game. They're a good possession team, and you know, we were able to out-possess them tonight, which was kind of something we wanted to do because we wanted to rest in the ball. You know, they only had one more day rest than us, but shorter travel and everything else. But they're a quality team nonetheless. So we knew we were going to have energy and be at our best. But to have energy in the right moments, we had to possess the ball at times and rest with the ball. It's a lot easier to rest with the ball than without it. So that was part of our plan. We didn't do it quite so well because we built out with six players all in the defense, and then it left four up front on their own. So that wasn't quite the plan. We just didn't evolve it from the back to the front, and it ended up being a long ball situation, which we didn't really want, although they were giving space in behind.
Any other questions in the room, Robin?
I guess we could all say congratulations to Ronan Kraft. That was the new signing for Warder Brennan. Maybe you had an inkling before, you know, the announcement that he was going to stay with them, but that leaves like an extra space in the roster. Do you have sort of plans, or do you have to just wait and see?
It doesn't leave a space because we already I counted him out, so we already have 23 without him.
Yeah.
We've known that it was going to go that way for a while. We're just waiting for the for it to be finalized. And you know, Ronan's a great kid. He was here last game. Fantastic player, fantastic person, and we wish him all the best. And I think he's got a bright future.
And for the league is to announce or trumpet to the league, you know, this is what the CPL is all about, moving players on, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, he came in last year and I only had him for half a year and worked hard on him to, you know, with certain things in his game. But I thought he was like a sponge, soaked it up and worked real hard. Was real good for us, and he deserves the opportunity. It's all on the work he's done is the reason why he's going where he is.
Martin, obviously Max has continued to find some consistency, both fullbacks today. What have you just kind of made of him continue to adjust to a bit of that different role?
Yeah, I mean, I think you know what Max is going to bring. He's going to bring you energy. He gives you everything he's got every time he steps on the pitch. He still has a few little things to learn as a fullback, but I thought he was real good today. I thought he was real good on Sunday. And I think, you know, sometimes when players drop back, it doesn't suit them. But I think with him and his pace and just timing of his movement to get forward, because he has the ability to be dangerous in the attacking half being a winger, right? So I think he's got a lot of upside. It might be, with his engine and energy, it might be the position that's best for him. In the long run, and you know, he's willing to learn. He's enjoying playing there right now, and you know, but knowing that he could also play as a winger is a bonus. So I guess we're calling him a fullback now. And he's a fantastic person, fantastic player. Gives everything he's got. He's, you know, coach's dream.
Just a word on Kev, bit of an unsung hero of the group over the last little while, and tonight. Obviously, Pacific, he scores in the corner, but tonight we seem to be a bit more of his moment in terms of what that goal was like.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Kev's, you know, he's got a lot of energy. He's another one that gives everything he's got the whole game. And, you know, he was unbelievable in preseason, but then was out 3 weeks with an injury, fought his way back into the team, and, you know, I was left out when we started the run there. And you know, it hurt him, but his attitude has been fantastic. He's kept driving forward, kept working. You know, great team guy, and fantastic to see him score a goal like that. He was real good tonight, and he's been real good for us all season, to be fair. And nice to see him get rewarded. He has that ability, and but what a strike!
Any other questions in the room before we jump to Zoom?
Ridwan, I'm sure you've been waiting patiently to ask Mr. Nash a couple of questions.
Gaffer, you talked about the journey you guys had to make, 9-hour trip back to Toronto to play this game. Based on what you saw from the boys, is it 1 point gained or 2 points dropped?
I think anytime you take a lead with the group we have, it's 2 points dropped. You know, we're all frustrated right now. I think it... They did create a few chances late on when they were putting pressure on us, but we were seem to be holding strong, and just one miss slide and shift, and they were able to get Daniels in that space, and even in there we didn't deal with it very well, and you know, unfortunately we deflected a half block shot that went in.
You know, the performance is coming in so far. With the Pacific defeat, previously the 5 games, 4 wins, 1 draw, and then this game also drawing this game. You know, what state do you have your squad in? Is it, you know, the sort of situation you find yourself that you can still punch above your weight, or the team is stacked in third gear?
I think we're stuck a little bit, to be honest. I don't think we're at our best right now, and partially because we have guys playing out of position and doing a job. You know, I think we're quite organized, even though guys aren't in their natural positions, and I think you get lose a little bit of rhythm and flow. But I mean, it's just it got a good group of guys that just get everything they have. So when you have that, and you can get organized and have the work rate we've had in this, you know, since we won in Halifax. It makes things easier for you as a coach or me as a coach. But, you know, I think we can be better than what we have been. Still a ways to grow, but I think we need some consistency of personnel to keep improving. I think when you keep chopping and changing all the time, it stops the flow a little bit.
That's all from me.
Thanks, Rudolph. Appreciate it. Yeah, for your all done.
Thanks, guys.
Kevin DeSantis, Darrington.
It's Darrington, isn't it?
Goal of the season.
Back with Kev.
Yeah.
Similar.
Similar.
It's similar. Yeah.